You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98FM. Now, I've been playing these guys on my show for a while, and it's so wonderful, through the magic of the internet, it's so wonderful to be able to catch up with them. I'm talking to the band called The Thinkers. They've already had releases like Come To Me, Let's Go, which released in 2023, and followed by their release as well, Coffee Song, which I'm really liking. Plus, they've got their brand new release, which is called Hey Wait, which is out now. And they're joining me all the way from the Philippines, and it is the wonderful The Thinkers. Good morning, guys, or good evening.
Hello. Yeah, good evening here and good morning there. Thank you for having us, Michelle. Good morning, everyone.
And that's Anthony and Troy, who are the band. So it's lovely to talk to you both. What are your earliest musical memories?
I've been playing the drums almost my whole life. So I was in a marching band when I was in elementary. I think I was 8 years old back then when I first played the drums. My first memory of being in a band literally was during my high school days. I think that was early 2000s. Yeah.
And what about yourself, Troy?
About me, I grew up in a musically inclined family. So I can't remember exactly when I fell in love with music. It's just always there since, you know, since at the beginning. I was in first year high school when I formed my own band. But I can say that it was in 2019 when I had my first official gig in the, I can say, Philippine underground scene. Yeah, so that was 2019. And then after a few months, that band, we disbanded. Then I formed another band and then another band. And here we are with The Thinkers.
And when did The Thinkers actually spring to life? It's only a couple of years, isn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Almost 2.5 years. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say are your influences and how would you describe your music?
Okay, so Troy and I agree with Troy. We both grew up in a musically inclined family. I grew up listening to my dad's classic rock collection, as well as, of course, The Beatles, one of our major influences. The Beatles, I'm a big The Beatles fan. Also, I grew up listening to my friends and my cousins grunge cassettes. So in the early 90s, one of our major influences, aside from the Beatles, would be Nirvana, the Smashing Pumpkins, and of course my all-time favorite, the Oasis.
You haven't got tickets for their next lot of gigs, have you?
Oh my God! I really wish I could watch their gig, Troy and I.
Yeah,
but the plane ticket and all, you know, it's
even the tickets. I mean, for us over here, the tickets are just absolutely extraordinary. So, the lineup for the band is yourself on drums, and Troy, are you on guitar?
Yeah, I play the guitar.
And do you ever go out, is it always the duo, or do you add other people to the band as you go along, or is it just the two of you, always?
There are times that we play live as a duo, but sometimes we ask our friends to help us to, you know, to fill in the bass guitar duty.
The Thinkers used to be a multi-member band, so before it became just us, consists of six members, and we were actually originally formed by Troy as a backup band for his solo career, so it's It used to be called the Troy Alcala and The Thinkers.
Yeah, so after pandemic, I got bored.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for something collaborative. You know, we I wanted something that to work like a team, not just me, and then I will instruct to them what to do. I want everyone to be involved from the inception of the songs, rearranging the songs, decision making during recording sessions. I want something like that. So I thought of transitioning the band from a solo project with the backup band to the real band with a new set of songs, a new image. And fortunately, Anthony and our former bandmates agreed with the idea. Yeah.
I was going to talk about the songwriting and do you guys sort of write separately or do you jam or do you write something on guitar? Are you always writing down lyrics? Is it different every time you put a song together? And how do you work?
For now, we only released 4 songs for now. And with those 4 songs, we work in the same manner. Like I will try to write the draft of the song from the beginning to the end, and then I will send it to Anthony, and he will work on his part, and then we'll meet in the studio, and we rearrange things until we're both satisfied. And that's pretty much how we work together for now. But we're open to Anthony can write songs also, or we can experiment with other style or approach, as long as we maintain the sound of the thinkers. I think that's the basic rule.
Yeah. And yeah, it is a collaborative effort. So as soon as Troy sends me a sample of the song, I listen to it and then we finish it in the studio. So basically all of our songs were finished in our no, band studio.
I ask this question of all musicians. When you're writing, do you ever feel sometimes a song is gifted from the universe because it comes through so quickly, it's almost like you didn't write it? Do you ever have that experience?
Personally, I have experienced that.
Yeah.
When I was with my former band, I used to write songs as well. So all of our, or most of our original compositions were composed by me. And yeah, I did. Sometimes when you're just lying awake in your bed, a tune comes up. You try to grab your guitar, and pretty much everything follows. So yeah, I believe in that moment. How
Yeah.
about you, Troy?
Yeah.
What's the question again? The songs.
Yeah, do you ever feel sometimes when you're writing that a song is gifted from the universe because it comes through so quickly, it's almost like you didn't write it?
Yeah. For me, the artist is just a vessel for the song. We just have to keep on doing it so that the muse or the universe, can use someone to interpret that I don't know, that piece. So yeah, I think I believe in
I'm going to
that
use
idea.
that. I'm going to use that vessel. That's a very good one. I'm making a note of that on my paperwork. Thank you so much as well, because this is your first UK interview. So thank you so much. That's incredible. The name, the band name, The Thinkers, is such a good name. Did you come up with it quite quickly? Because I know it was yourself, Troy, and The Thinkers originally. So did that name just spring into your head one afternoon?
You mean where did I get the name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, good question. Well, I took the name from my dad's basketball team in the 1980s. So,
All
yeah, it's
right.
sort of a tribute or a reborn for that name. Because my dad and I have the same name also. He's Troy, I'm Troy. So, yeah, it's like a rebirth of the Troy, my dad, and his basketball team in the 80s. But right now, we have Troy and the Thinkers. But yeah, technically, we are the Thinkers, not Troy and the Thinkers. But that's where I got the name.
I have to ask you, as an owner of an MTR90, you know what an MTR90 Atari tape machine is. I've got here, you're dedicated to analog technology. So when you record, how are you recording your stuff? Because I've got a little note that you're not, the industry is really digitally dominated.
Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, we decided to record ourselves on analog tape. The first time we just wanted to try it because the idea of we want our sound to be linked to the 90s era. So why not do it the 90s way also? But after that first song, after that first try, we fell in love with the process because recording in analog, you should give your best. I'm not saying you don't give your best when you're recording digitally, but in recording in analog, it's a different story. You have the tape should capture the character of the band. So we play together. We don't play separately. We don't record our instrument separately. We record at the same time. So it's kind of a combination of track recording and
Record the song in
audio
analog
recording.
as how we are performing it live.
You love performing live. So are you sort of gigging everywhere at the moment? Because I know you both got full-time jobs as well.
Sorry, can you repeat your question,
Yeah, I was going to
Michelle?
say you guys love to gig, and are you gigging much? Because I know that you've both got full-time jobs as well.
We do. So during weekends, during our day offs, we usually play. Sometimes we play even during weeknights. And of course, I do have to adjust my schedule. It's a good thing my company is very lenient. Well, pretty much allows, they're aware of my rockstar life, what's it called? They allow me to temporarily change my shift if ever say I have an upcoming gig during weekdays. But yeah, most of our gigs are Saturdays or Sundays.
Just very just moving on. EP or album? I know you've had your singles out, so you've had "Come to Me," "Let's Go," also the coffee song, and your brand new track, which is called "Hey Wait," which came out on the 2nd of February. You're getting a lot of play across, Spotify, Apple Music, etc. But is there going to be an EP or an album later this year, or are you going to keep dropping the singles?
We're going
Yeah,
to
good question.
the album, maybe a nine song or 10 song album, but definitely a full length album, an LP. And we're planning to release it on vinyl.
So
Watch
yeah,
out for
expect
that.
a copy from us. Yeah, expect a copy from us once we decide to release it in vinyl.
Delivered face to face.
Face-to-face delivery.
Oh, amazing. You know, vinyl over here is absolutely massive. I mean, there's so many record fairs and there's so many shops opening up with a real passion for actually, you know, putting nothing's better than having like an album, an EP, and you've got the artwork. And I know you guys are very arty as well. And it's just got that, as you said, with analog, it's got that warmth to it that you don't get with digital. Just very quickly, tell us about, I did ask you this off air, what's the best lyric you think you've ever written? What's the song and what's the lyric?
Our song,
Putting you on the spot.
since you love the coffee song, well, I can say it's the last part. It's going to be okay. Because it's telling you to be, whatever you're feeling right now or whatever the situation is, everything's just going to be okay eventually.
It is.
So yeah.
It's been wonderful to chat to you guys. Thank you so much for staying up so late, and thank you for giving me the very first interview, which I'm sure will be of many, because music, we're so lucky now that music just reaches across the continents. We're just so lucky that we can do this via the internet and get to hear music from all over the world. It's just, brilliant. I've really loved the coffee song. I'm going to keep playing it on my show,
Thank you.
and I wish you all the best, and hopefully, if you do get over to the UK at some stage, whether you're, supporting Oasis, who knows? It'll be lovely to meet
Yeah,
both of you.
fingers crossed.
That's the dream. So, thank you very much to Troy and Anthony from The Thinkers. All the details will be up on the website. But do you want to give a quick shout out? Because you've got Linktree and everything, haven't you?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Quick shout out to our manager, Axis. Thank you for arranging everything. To our team, to our crew, the Thinkers crew. Quick shout out, and of course to Mix Analog Machines, the studio where we record all of our analog songs. Of course, to our supportive partners, to my wife, everyone, our the Thinkers, our fan base. For the female, it's the Thinker Bells, and for the male, it's Peter fans. So,
Oh my God, that's brilliant. I love that.
yeah, shout out to everyone. Thank you.
That's brilliant.
Thank
Would
you, guys.
you like to introduce your song, guys? I'm about to end with the coffee song.
Thank you for having us this morning, and thank you for playing our song, coffee song, and yeah, to everyone who's feeling some kind of, under the weather, everything's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. So for now, just listen to our song, Coffee Song by The Thinkers.
Yep.
Thank you,
Yeah,
guys.
search for us on Spotify. Thank you, everyone.
Take
Thank you,
care,
Michelle.
guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank
You
you.
and me together, we believe in miracles may happen if we live in the dream and no other way. We gotta face the day, not to fade away. Remember all that I say. Fly.